We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, radiant viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogotá, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. On channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Bayemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, channel 03 on Ituaca Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Agoray, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chorre, channel 27 on Chorre Video Cable. In Santani, Taparacuay, channel 30. And in Horqueta, channel 32 on Damua SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, channel 44, on TV cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, channel 41, on TV cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66, on TV cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26, in Bamenda, on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40, in Limbe, in Environs, in SIAT-SAT. Channel 56, on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57, on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Mongolia, in Kov Province, channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. And channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Swadat, Selenge Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhol Province, channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Kla, channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Kotol, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin in Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Poland, channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa, Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV, Yongzhai Lei Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV. And Hualan Cable TV on Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. in Qingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV, in Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV, in Chiayi County, Channel 97 in Kyosheng Cable TV, and in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia and the Asian Development Bank jointly donate $1.3 million for climate change adaptation measures in Ao Lạc, Vietnam. In good governance news, Sri Lanka allocates more than $25 million for school lunches in 2010. In veg news, Dutch scientists find that iron extracted from fruit sources is easily absorbed by the body. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 25th, is the National Day of Kuwait, observing the creation of the nation in 1961. Music, which is a blend of Arab, East African, and traditional Indian sounds, is very important in this Middle Eastern country. It reflects its multicultural history. Bedouin crafts are prominent in Kuwaiti folk art, particularly the beautiful weaving created in a process known as al-sadu. We wish the artistic citizens of Kuwait a fantastic National Day.
Lion News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Nepal. In early January, frigid temperatures caused at least 20 people to lose their lives in southern Nepal, while schools closed and hospitals were overwhelmed with patients suffering from cold-related illness.
घाम लाग्यो तर त्यो घामले केही असर पारेन अब यो शीतलहरी कहिलेसम्म चल्छ भन्न हामीलाई गाह्रो भइरहेछ कि.
Sending her condolences and love, Supreme Master Ching Hai had donated $5,000 and asked that our nearby association members please go to distribute blankets for warmth to those most in need. This amount could purchase $193,000 in supplies if obtained in the United States based on Nepal's cost of living.
Our association's relief team in Nepal went to the afflicted Mahottery district, where they worked with local officials and the Red Cross to purchase and deliver hundreds of thick winter blankets.
Yo Super Me International Center Kathmandu le junior rahat swarup prati parivar 543 parivar lai pratyek ghar ghori ma ek ek kambal than ek ek ota kambal than bandera yo muhtar jilla vasi ka tyo असहाय वृद्धहरूलाई धेरै नै फाइदा पुग्ने र जाडोबाट बच्ने उपायहरू चाहिँ उहाँले दिनुभएको छ त्यसप्रति म कृतज्ञता ज्ञापन गर्दछु त्यो परम गुरु सिंघाईजी प्रति.
The relief team sought to ensure care for the most vulnerable, including the disadvantaged, homeless, the elderly and the disabled.
यस्तो जाडोको मौसममा तपाईँको तर्फबाट मलाई यो कम्बल यो जाडोको लागि न्यानो खप्नुको लागि प्रदान गरिएकोमा म तपाईँलाई पुनः पुनः कोटि कोटि नमस्कार गर्न चाहन्छु. धन्यवाद. जय गुरु.
परम गुरु सिंह छठिया देवी जार से कमर दलकै धन्यवाद दै छी.
Our appreciation, Nepalese government officials and Red Cross, for your assistance to the cold stricken. We also join in thanking Supreme Master Ching Hai for her timely and unconditional aid, and our association's relief team for their prompt actions. Our prayers that the Nepalese people will be well and protected, and that through our own merciful actions, the Earth's climate may stabilize.
Continued rains and flooding bring fatal landslides to Indonesia. Following a landslide on February the 20th in the East Kalimantan province of Borneo that cost two lives and left two injured, a tea plantation in Bandung, Regency of West Java, was buried by another landslide. At least 17 are confirmed dead, with at least 26 still missing. Some 500 rescue workers, canine partners and lifting equipment joined villagers who had been using their bare hands and farm tools to dig for fellow plantation workers. Meanwhile, 600 villagers have been evacuated to makeshift tents. The nation's vice president, Boa Diono, and several government ministers have visited the site. Officials report that over the past 2 months, landslides and rains have already cost the lives of 55 people, leaving thousands with homes that are destroyed or damaged.
When flooding that brought fatalities and widespread evacuation was reported in January and February, Supreme Master Ching Hai had requested that our nearby association members go as conditions permitted to assist the affected, adding that funds would be available as needed. Our appreciation, Your Excellencies, rescue personnel and villagers for your caring efforts. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted support extended to the Indonesian people. Our prayers for their strength and swift recuperation as we strive for greater kindness to ease calamities as these.
Record snowfall in northwest China. Wuzhou City in China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region experienced the heaviest daily snowfall in 57 years on February the 22nd, with accumulated snow reaching 55 centimeters overnight that blocked the city's road traffic. Jiuquan County also recorded accumulated snow of 50 centimeters in 12 hours. The city government mobilized workers to help local residents and has instructed precautionary evacuations for those living in flood-prone areas. Thankfully, no casualties or injuries have been reported. Wuzhou City Government, we are thankful for your quick actions to aid brethren in Xinjiang, China. May the residents be protected in heaven's grace, as such extreme conditions are minimized through humanity's more considerate care of the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Sudan and Darfur group reach government sharing agreement. Qatari Emir His Highness Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani hosted a summit on February the 23rd with the leaders from Sudan, Chad and Eritrea, which culminated in the signing of a ceasefire framework. The terms of the accord include allowing the Justice and Equality Movement, or JEM, of Darfur to function as a political party with seats in the national government. Acknowledging immediate observation of the ceasefire terms, JEM leader Khalil Ibrahim affirmed the importance of the agreement while highlighting the need for continued efforts on both sides to ensure the nation's long-term stability. Our appreciation, Your Highness, Your Excellencies, and all participants for your valued roles in reaching a decision of peace. May the kind-hearted Sudanese people soon enjoy lasting unity, harmony, and prosperity.
US and Syria engage in constructive dialogue. As the highest-ranking official exchange between the two countries in nearly 6 years, a meeting was held between United States Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, William Burns, and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. As they discussed topics such as peace talks with Israel and other matters of shared interest, Undersecretary Burns conveyed President Barack Obama's wish to strengthen diplomatic exchange and cooperation. Just prior to the meeting, President Obama had also announced the appointment of Robert S. Ford as U.S. Ambassador to Syria. We respectfully congratulate your amicable meeting, Your Excellencies. May both your countries flourish in abundance and ever more cordial relations.
Save our planet. Media report, Irish celebrity spreads veg solution with Supreme Master Television. Recently, in the Environmental Data Interactive Exchange, or EDI.net, Europe's largest environmental website that has become a main news source for environmental professionals, journalist Luke Walsh wrote about Irish top model and Miss World 2003 Rosanna Davison's recent campaign to promote the vegan diet. Titled Former Miss World Backs Veganism for Climate Change, the article stated,
Rosanna Davidson is fronting the campaign for Supreme Master Television, featured on TV3 in Ireland on buses and the Luas, Dublin's light rail tram system. The campaign is aimed at encouraging people to rethink their attitudes to animal treatment generally and to eating meat in particular due to its carbon footprint.
Miss Davison, daughter of the world-famous Irish singer-songwriter Christa Burr, had been a vegetarian since childhood. She decided to be vegan after working with Supreme Master Television and learning about how only a pure veg diet could most effectively stop animal cruelty while sustaining personal and planetary health.
EDI News cited Miss Davidson as saying,
Watching the effect meat production and meat consumption is having on the world around us in terms of cruelty, emissions and health issues, I was determined to totally cut out dairy, eggs and cheese and have a completely vegan diet. It's going well so far and I feel great. I've loads of energy and just feel so much more invigorated as a result.
Many thanks, Mr. Luke Walsh and Environmental Data Interactive Exchange, for your articles that inform readers about global warming's most effective solution. We also extend our appreciation to you, Ms. Rosanna Davidson, for your noble initiative as a beloved role model. May all of Ireland and the world join in preserving our planet with a smart, rejuvenating and life-saving vegan diet.
For cooking demonstrations, visit the website below.
Save Our Planet. Deep sea trawling is devastating marine ecosystems. In his research for the 10-year European Census of Marine Life, Dr. Jason Hall-Spencer of Plymouth University in the United Kingdom has found that deep-sea bottom trawlers are destroying corals and marine habitats that had been preserved for eons since the last ice age. Once used only in shallow waters, the giant heavy nets with rubber rollers that are dragged along the seafloor are now being taken to deeper seas due to dwindling numbers of fish.
Along with the countless lives they take, the net's rollers are known to collapse delicate coral habitats. Dr. Hall-Spencer stated, in fact, that while less than 1% of some 50,000 underwater sea mountains have been studied, their biodiverse ecosystems may be decimated before ever being explored. He said, it doesn't matter what ocean you go to, these habitats are being trashed by international fishing fleets. What is urgently needed is a network of protected areas where any type of fishing gear that involves dragging equipment across the seabed is banned.
Many thanks, Dr. Hall-Spencer, for your call to halt the destructive practice of bottom trawling. Indeed, let us allow all fish to live so that our world may continue to be graced with wondrous marine life.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently spoken of the need to protect our living oceans, as in an interview published in the September 2009 edition of the British Parliament's The House magazine.
If we do end the killing of fish in the spirit of showing respect for all created life, the fish will rebound very quickly. But the continuation of fishing activities could damage the balance of marine life beyond its ability to recover. Analysis by British researchers of hundreds of years of fishing records has revealed to us the devastating effects of trawling to both the marine environment and sea life. One scientist compared this method to harvesting apples by lowering a giant net and dragging it through the orchard, thus destroying the tree, destroying the very life that supports the fruit. Please request the media's help in spreading info about the detriments of trawling and the dire state of fish populations today. Another extremely effective practice would be to stop eating fish and advocate the same for all citizens.
Save Our Planet, Malaysia to revive wetlands. Announcing the launch of a 5-year restoration project, Sabah Wetlands Conservation Society President Zaini Okasa stated that 2,000 mangrove trees would be initially planted along the banks of Sungai Likas, with another 25,000 to be restored within the next 5 years. The wetland regions that are home to the mangrove trees are known to mitigate climate change and storm effects. President Okasa said, "We hope this will go some way towards creating awareness about the importance of wetlands and the need to preserve them." Meanwhile, the environmental education program offered by the Kota Kinabalu Wetland Center has benefited more than 10,000 students thus far. President Okasa and Sabah Wetlands Conservation Society of Malaysia, we laud your environmental concern and caring protection of the wetlands. May heaven bless your country's revitalizing efforts.
Save our planet. Concerned for its lethal effect on marine life, Environment Canada is seeking the source of cypermethrin, a pesticide banned from use that has been found to be the cause of hundreds of recent lobster deaths in the Eastern Bay of Fundy.
Save our planet. Following heavy but ineffective pesticide use that could result in rice harvest declines of more than 30%, the International Rice Research Institute in Thailand is recommending natural growing methods to restore crops and the environment.
Save our planet. The US-based National Science Foundation donates $25 million to the University of Southern California for a project to study life beneath the ocean floor.
Save our planet. In India's holy town of Shirdi, the highly popular Sai Baba Temple has implemented a large solar system that now powers meal preparation for up to 100,000 pilgrims daily, with significant financial and environmental savings.
Hello all, I'm Rangu the Rangutan, and I'm following a diet of kindness. It's animal-free. Today I'm going to share a tip on a way to keep your back healthy. Wearing shoes that provide good arch support can assist in preventing back discomfort. There are many stylish, cruelty-free models that you can find online or at your local vegan shop. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the weather around the world.
World News, Australia and the Asian Development Bank together donate $1.3 million for climate change adaptation measures in Ao Lạc, Vietnam. An additional $330,000 will be contributed by Ao Lạc. The funds will be used to conduct a full assessment of potential impacts of global warming in the Mekong Delta. Detailed analysis of the agricultural, energy and transport sectors will be included. In addition, Ao Lạc will be assisted in dealing with expected sea level rise and flooding. Our sincere gratitude to Australia and Asian Development Bank and Ao Lạc for this laudable joint endeavour. May your project, combined with the crucial earth-saving animal-free diet, help bring stability and sustainability to the Mekong Delta and beyond.
In humanitarian news, Sri Lanka allocates more than $25 million for school lunches in 2010. Inaugurated 4 years ago, the program is designed to improve nutrition for school children and provide them with a midday meal. It has been implemented in 7,618 schools for 1 million pupils, or one quarter of all the nation's students. Following its introduction, the number of youngsters attending school has increased. The project is now being supported by the World Food Program, the Sri Lankan Ministry of Healthcare and Nutrition, and the Ministry of Nation Building and Development. Our heartfelt appreciation, Sri Lankan government and the World Food Program, for your generosity and care. May children around the globe be nourished with cruelty-free food and an abundance of love. Coming up, Dutch scientists find that iron derived from plant-based sources is well absorbed by the body. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. More elevating news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conducive news for a favorable world. In Veg News, Dutch researchers find that iron can be extracted from fruit sources. Scientists from Unilever Research and Development Vlaardingen in the Netherlands report that sodium iron chlorophyllin taken from mulberries can be well absorbed by the body. Furthermore, it's been shown to be affordable and abundant and can be used in a variety of products. Congratulations, scientists of Unilever Research and Development Vlaardingen, for your important discovery. May the day soon come when we can realize all our nutritional needs can be met by nature's generous plant-based bounty.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Let's enjoy a joke entitled Friendly Chat, told in Norwegian.
En venn gikk foran meg ut av kirken en dag, og predikanten sto ved døren som han alltid pleide for å hilse på folk. Han tok vennen min i hånd og trakk ham til side. Pastor sa til han, «Du må bli med i Guds hær.» Min venn svarte, «Jeg allerede i Guds hær, pastor.» Pastor spurte, «Men hvordan har det seg at jeg ikke ser deg her bortsett fra til jul og påske?» Han visket tilbake, «Jeg i Secret Service.»
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Loved Master, thank you for all your blessings and your loving and generous help to Mexico. We love you so much. Columba from Monterrey, Mexico.
Hi, Columba. Great to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you. Bless Columba. You're more than welcome, dear love. The Mexican people are very close to my heart. God bless you and all your beautiful co-citizens. With all my love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be great with joy and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The United Nations reports that the governments of Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo have reached an accord allowing for tens of thousands of refugees in each country to return home.
In Jerusalem, archaeologists discover a 1,200-year-old inscription in Arabic along with vessels and coins that could date back thousands of years.
El Salvadorian groups, the Mara Salvatrucha and the Mara 18, announce an end to former violence as both acknowledge that dialogue is the best option for bringing peace.
Marking the first official visit in 30 years, French Prime Minister François Fillon meets with Syrian Prime Minister Mohamed Naji al-Otri and signs 11 agreements to boost the two countries' cooperative relations.
Researchers at the University of Turku in Finland find that expectant mothers who consumed vegan probiotic supplements were less likely to develop gestational diabetes, with their babies also less prone to obesity later in life.
Seeing a small aircraft collide with a building as he was driving to work in Texas, USA, Mr. Robin DeHaven rushed to the site, providing ladders from his truck and his own assistance in helping several people to safety.
After being rescued by the Bird Treatment and Learning Center in Alaska, USA, the injured beak of Cyrano, the bald eagle, is successfully repaired by dentist Dr. Kirk Johnson.
A study conducted by British scientists revealed that compared to watching other activities, people who witness virtuous deeds being performed are more likely to engage in such constructive actions of their own.
A local cheese recall in Washington, USA, is extended to the states of Oregon and New Jersey in an effort to protect a wider public from listeria bacterial contamination found in the cheese.
Iraqis in the Kurdish city of Erbil organized an Iranian book fair to enhance relations with their neighboring country and her rich culture, art, and civilization.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.